This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who's the best DB you've played against?
For me, I'll say Carlton Davis. Mm-hmm. Only reason why I say Carlton Davis because he was longer than I expected, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Longer arms. And he ain't got no knee bend. He just hunched his back over and just played defense, you know what I'm saying? So I think I played him twice, too. So, mm-hmm. You know, he made some good plays on me, so I ain't going to ever forget that one.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Tier Tuesday. Tier off the top positions in the NFL. At 11:30, it's also a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran at high noon, and Kiefer Madness every Tuesday at 12:45.
Busy day,
very very busy
wow.
Day. So far, no signings for the Patriots. You can weigh in with all your thoughts on what they did in day one of legal tampering. 617-779-7937. My favorite signing: Milton Williams, Milt Stilt, Hoss of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Here on Jones and Keith. Keith went with Carlton Davis. That was Jamar Chase talking about Carlton Davis. Longer than you'd think.
How about that?
That's what he
I've
had
never
to say
heard that.
To Jason McCourty. Maybe that's why he's worth $20 million a year.
Sure.
Longer than you'd think.
Sure.
But Jamar Chase said, was it the toughest cornerback, Nick? What exactly was the question? The toughest quarterback he had to face was Carlton Davis. Mm.
Who's the best?
I'm sorry, the best. There
Even
you go.
Even better. So forget that.
The toughest cornerback, best cornerback that Jamar Chase faced was Carlton Davis, now a New England Patriot. So how about that?
I love it. I just like the idea of having two nasty corners and like how tough that's going to be, because, you know, one thing teams could do is decide, all right, we'll go away from Gonzalez. And as good as Gonzalez is, that's great. He's taking somebody away, but then they can pick on somebody else. This makes the job so much easier for everybody involved.
So I've been a fan of that. Yeah. Mostly when we were talking about the draft, less so when we were talking about free agency, but I did have DJ Reed on various lists when we were talking free agency as a corner I wanted them to sign. I love the idea of Travis Hunter across from Christian Gonzalez,
yeah,
or Will Johnson across from Christian Gonzalez. I love that idea. This gives you some of that, and it also gives you options in the draft. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937. Josh Dobbs has been signed to the Patriots cornerback depth chart.
Right.
And I think a lot of us immediately go, well, first of all, I think he's a legitimate backup in the NFL, and he has ties to Vrabel. But a lot of us go right to Joe Milton III.
He gone!
Jordan Schultz, friend of Ian Rappaport.
Uh-huh.
Son of Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, as we came to find out.
How about that?
Sources. Patriots have had discussions on trading quarterback Joe Milton III and would like to trade him to the right situation to continue his development in the NFL. That's weird.
Hmm.
Should a deal get done? New England loves Milton, but Drake May is their franchise QB, and they just signed Josh Dobbs to a 2-year, $8 million contract to be the backup. So they want to do right by him and send him to a place where he could develop in the NFL? Okay, like, whatever.
No, I don't know about that.
I don't give two craps about that. Just get the highest pick you can.
Yeah.
Are you itching to trade Joe Milton, or do you like the room May, Dobbs, Milton?
I'm not itching to trade him. I just wonder how well, like, what's the value now and what's the value going to be over the next year or two? And if Drake May plays all season next year, hard to really increase the value of Joe Milton. So for some reason, and I was surprised this even became a thing. Like, yeah, he looked pretty good against the backups for the Buffalo Bills. But he was also a late round pick the year before, or that year. So every team in the league had multiple chances to take Joe Milton. We all knew about the arm strength. It's not like he surprised everybody. Oh, wow, he can really chuck it. Like, we knew that. If there's teams with interest and they're going to give you something for him, go ahead and do it. I think this is another situation.
What's something, though? Is something like a fifth round pick? I'm not doing that.
Fourth round pick.
I don't think I'm doing that.
Okay.
I think I'd rather have him on the team, continue to develop him. You know, Josh Dobbs is better to like pinch hit for a week or two. But if you really had, you know, heaven forbid, a devastating injury to Drake May, I'd like to have Joe Milton somewhere on the roster as like a developmental piece. And
yeah,
if you're telling me I get a day two pick for him, I don't think you're getting a second, but like somehow you sneak into the third round for Milton, I'd trade him.
If it's like a pick swap even, you see that a lot of times. What if you moved up like 30 picks on day two and you just had to give up Joe Milton in a pick? I don't know.
I think I'd rather have Milton.
Do you think bringing in Josh Dobbs though sort of suggests that they're open to that,
yes,
right? Clearly.
I think Dobbs coming in means, I agree with the Jordan Schultz report, it means Milton is gone.
A veteran, because maybe you don't want those as the only two quarterbacks. Maybe you're not ready for those to be the only two guys.
Look, you need a veteran on the team, and maybe he's a better teammate than Jacoby Brissett was.
Isn't he an astronaut or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Josh Dobbs?
Is he?
Well, his nickname's the Pastronaut.
So
he's like super into like astronomy or something. Okay. There's something with him.
Interesting.
I think he wanted to like go to NASA and hang out or something like
that.
He
legitimately is like got ties to NASA.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. But like he's probably a better teammate than Brissett, who, as we came to find out, was a trash teammate last year.
Yeah, it was not great.
All you heard is that he was the perfect signing and the perfect fit for a young quarterback. He was terrible. A terrible, terrible fit with a young quarterback. Not even terrible on the field. Bad teammate.
Yeah.
So maybe Josh Dobbs is a better teammate. We're going to find out.
Josh Dobbs did two internships at NASA.
How about that?
Wow.
So you're
Move over, Matt Patricia.
You're a
rocket scientist.
You're bringing in a pretty smart guy.
So I think the writing's on the wall for Joe Milton. I don't agree with it unless you're getting a day two pick. I personally wouldn't do that. But if you're asking me what I think they're going to do, new coaching staff, new personnel people, they didn't draft Joe Milton. They're probably looking at it like you are, Keith. Look, we have a guy who we think stinks that we can get a fourth-round pick for or a pick swap for. We can move up and get somebody who actually helps. That's probably how a new coaching staff, new regime will be looking at it. So he's probably getting traded, yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. And I was just taking a quick look. I should have done this before the show, of all the Titans' seasons under Vrabel and if they would carry two or three quarterbacks. And it looks like it's a lot of two quarterbacks. So it's like Tannehill, Mariota. They had that guy Logan Woodside in Tannehill. So some teams we know go with two. Like when Bill Belichick felt comfortable with the backup, they would go with two, right? Then there were also times where they would go Brady, Garoppolo, Brissett, and it was sort of because they were trying to push Brady out the door. But then there were also years where it was just Brady and Hoyer. So depending on how you want to construct your roster, do you feel like you need to carry three quarterbacks or not? Because like Dobbs, like Milton's not going to make it to the practice squad type of thing.
No, I think Milton's worth carrying is how I would answer it. Like it depends on who you have, not to, you know, worm my way out of the question, but it depends on who you have. Milton's worth carrying and it's worth having a veteran backup to Drake May. So with this situation, I'd be fine carrying three.
But that also takes away from like, do you want like that ninth lineman or whatever it is, you know, and if you're depending on the depth everywhere else.
I'd rather have Milton than a ninth lineman.
Yeah, okay.
Personally.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.